Hastings High Baseball is on the air. We begin each game day with In the Dugout, a pregame chat with Tiger head coach Blake Marquardt. Here's KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Hastings High Baseball today on 1230 KHAS. Tigers back at home as they get set to take on Norfolk here this afternoon at Duncan Field. As we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Blake Marquardt. And coach, another victory last night over Omaha South, a 12-2 affair. And again, a pretty solid baseball game for you.
It was a solid baseball game. Jacob Schroeder came out and threw the ball really well for us. And then again, we got the bats going early in the game.
Scored right off of the bat 6 runs in the first inning and 5 more runs in the second inning. When you get a start like that, you got to be pleased.
It is. It makes it easier to pitch, and it makes it a lot easier, you know, for the hitters, you know, as the game goes on, because you're up. And so there's a lot less pressure throughout the game.
Opposing teams are finding out right off of the bat when you give you guys a lot of free passes, walks, commit errors in games. You guys are a team that's going to take advantage, and that's what you did last night.
We did. And, you know, we do a really nice job of staying disciplined and drawing walks and then you know, moving guys over the base hit bunts. And then, you know, we got some guys like yesterday. I think Sam came up with a huge triple on that first inning to come up with, you know, 3 RBIs. And so then the big hits come a lot easier when guys are on base with no outs.
You got some real big boppers up and down the lineup. We've talked about it throughout the year. You mentioned Sam. He had 5 RBIs. Jacob Shaw, he had 3 or 4 RBIs yesterday. So you got some guys right in the middle of the order that can really do some damage.
We do, and that's exactly what our lineup is we've got guys at the bottom and the top of the order that can really run, in the middle of the order that can really put the ball in the gaps and, you know, some power there. So with those, that combination, it's tough to beat.
Yeah, up and down the lineup, you got guys that are hitting well over 300. I think your number 9 guy is well over 300, if not 400. So you don't have a weak link in that batting order right now.
I don't believe we do right now. So it's been fun to watch. It's been fun to coach too. And then, you know, and these guys put the work in to get those numbers.
Are you surprised that you're hitting the ball this well? We talked about the start of the season with the weather and practicing indoors, hitting indoors. You surprised that this team is hitting this well?
Well, yes and no at the same time. We do a ton of off-season hitting, and then we do a ton of off-season hitting off a live arm. So it's not like we're new to hitting by any means. We do take a lot of swings, but it's different when you get on the field with the conditions and defense put out there. So you just don't know how things are going to play out. But so it doesn't surprise me that we're hitting well, but you didn't know really exactly where you'd be at.
And Jacob Schroeder was the winning pitcher last night in the ball game against Omaha South. Talk about his outing.
Oh, he was phenomenal last night. I mean, again, we've had pitchers that are commanding the zone, commanding it early in the count. So when you can get ahead of the count, then you can go to those off-speed pitches. And when you can do that, it's tough to hit. And then, again, like we've said before, as soon as you score runs, man, you can really stay in front of them with just commanding each side of the plate.
Third game now in 3 days. Is that a concern for you?
It is a little bit. You know, we're a little bit thinner on the pitching staff. We're going to start Bovey today on the mound. Who hasn't had necessarily the many innings as we have liked to up this point, but he's a competitor, and he's going to pump the zone for us. But we still have guys behind him that can help us out today.
Mike Bovey has thrown one inning exactly for you so far this year. Talk about him as a pitcher.
He's a guy that he works in and out. He works you know, slow and fast. He's got different arm angles, so he's the kind of guy that just messes with the hitter's timing. And I don't think he's going to be a ton of strikeout pitcher. Again, I don't know. We'll find out today, but we'll have to play good defense behind him.
Yeah, your defense might be put to a test a little bit more than we have seen here in the past couple of days.
They have, and they're ready for it, and they know. And each and every day we go out, I think we're getting stronger defensively behind our pitcher. So, and again, today will be another good test for them.
I think you're going to play 5 games in a matter of 6 days here by the time things shake out. Is the pitching staff the most thing that you're concerned about when you go into a stretch like that?
It is. And then some, you know, then you got to stay mentally focused. I mean, that does get a little draining early in the season. You're still, you know, I mean, everybody's in the same boat with classes going on. And, of course, you got ACT and the school events going on. So you wonder how much that takes into place. And so the physical, mentally, that gets a little draining. But as far as the aspects on the game, on the field, the pitching is where you're probably most concerned.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
Blake Marquardt, he's the head coach for Hastings High. Stick around. Starting lineups in the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Norfolk today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Dugout with Tiger head coach Blake Marquardt. Stay tuned. The first pitch is straight ahead on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS.
As a paramedic, we do interfacility transport, so I see and interact a lot with Mary Lanning. I was on the job, bent down to lift the stretcher, and kind of had a little bit of a pull in my back. After the injury, was not able to do much, then was referred to Dr. Bell, Mary Lanning and Hastings, and Dr. Bell reviewed things and decided that surgery was the best option for me. After the surgery, I was able to continue to do my job at the highest level, even more so now than I was before. Mary Lanning felt like I was not just a number. They're not just doing the medicine, they're taking care of the person as a whole and that person's family. My name is Nathan Wiggert, and I'm a patient of Dr. Scott Bell at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
Today's game is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics. Here's KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Hastings High Baseball today here on 1230 KHAS. The Tigers back at home. Third game in 3 days here for Hastings High as the Tigers get set to take on the Panthers of Norfolk here this afternoon. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you today. Weather-wise, it's going to be a gorgeous day today. We've got a partly sunny sky here at game time. Temperature will be at 66 degrees with winds out of the southwest at about 15 miles per hour blowing toward the left field corner here this afternoon. Hastings coming in. A record of 6 wins and 1 loss on the season. Tigers took care of Omaha South last night by a score of 12-2. In fact, the last two opponents here at home for Hastings High, the Tigers have outscored their opposition 22-2, beating Omaha South last night 12-2, and then beating Wahoo, Bishop Newman, Lincoln Lutheran on Friday night by the score of 10-0. So Hastings sitting at 6-1. On the season, Jacob Schroeder was the winning pitcher last night for the Tigers. He gave up only 2 base hits, had 5 strikeouts and a walk in that ball game last night. Meanwhile, Sam Wibbles and Jacob Shaw delivered for Hastings at the plate, each with 2 base hits. Wibbles had a triple and a single in the ball game last night. He had 5 RBIs. Jacob Shaw was 2 for 3. He had a double and a single. He had an RBI last night. Hastings got off to a quick start. 6 runs in the first inning. 5 more runs in the second inning. That's really been the case this week as they got off to a quick start against Bishop Newman, Wahoo, Lincoln, Lutheran on Friday night as well, scoring a bunch of runs in the second inning. So a quick start has been kind of the MO for the Hastings High Tiger baseball team here this season. They're going to play a team in Norfolk that has been battling the weather so far this season. They've had 2-6. They've had 8 games either postponed or canceled because of rain. They are sitting at 3-3 on the season. They're coming off of a doubleheader loss to Grand Island the other day as the Islanders beat this team by scores of 10-0 and 5-0 in a doubleheader played up at Ryder Park in Grand Island. So Norfolk 3-3 on the season. Hastings High sitting at 6-1 as we get set to go with baseball action here this afternoon at Duncan Field. Mike Bovey is going to be the starting pitcher for Hastings today. Bovey, of course, he's been carrying the bat for so long. He's been playing in the infield at third base and also at shortstop for Hastings High. And now the Tigers will send him to the mound. He's thrown exactly 1 inning so far. And he's got 2 strikeouts for his numbers with a 0.00 ERA. So we'll see how Mike Bovey does on the mound today for the Hastings High Tigers. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and check the starting lineups. You're listening to high school baseball action today on 1230 KHAS.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has again been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. We know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of the 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain this level of excellence. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels in downtown Hastings and on the Bricks in Kearney.
1230 KHAS.
I'm back here at Duncan Field, Hastings and Norfolk in high school baseball action here this afternoon. And we might add, right after the ball game here today, we will get you to Lincoln for game number two of the series between Nebraska and Purdue. Huskers winning last night's game by a score of 17-0 over the Boilermakers at Hawks Field. So they'll play game number two today. That's a first pitch scheduled for 2:05 today. So as soon as we wrap up here this afternoon at Duncan Field, we'll get you to Lincoln for Nebraska and Purdue today here on 1230 KHAS. We'll get you the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings will go with Connor Creech leading off here this afternoon. He's going to be out in left field. Creech has got a batting average of .316 in the season. Jacob Schroeder, the center fielder, batting second. His average at .267. Mike Bovey will be the pitcher. His batting average is sitting at .412 entering today's ballgame. Sam Wibbles will be the designated hitter. He will bat fourth. His batting average at .389. Jacob Shaw will be your third baseman. His batting average at .400. J.T. Cafferty of the number six spot, his batting average at .167. He'll be the catcher today for Hastings. Mason Brumbaugh will be your second baseman. He'll bat seventh, his average at .313. Jackson Hoops will be your shortstop today, his batting average at .333. Then Braden Cavillage will be your right fielder. He'll bat ninth. His batting average is sitting at .400 on the season. For the Norfolk Panthers, they come in with a mark of 3 wins and 3 losses. Dylan Rogers will lead off. He'll be the right fielder. Will Fisher will be your second baseman. He will bat second today. Carter Faltese will be your pitcher. He'll bat third. Nolan Strand will be your first baseman. He'll bat fourth. Ryland Bates will be your catcher. He'll bat fifth. Sam Jagels will be your shortstop. He'll bat sixth. Andrew Brandle will be your left fielder. He will bat seventh. Bryson Moore will be your third baseman, batting eighth. And then Colby Mercy will be your center fielder. He'll battle the number nine position here today. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, now with 3 locations in the city of Hastings. Member FDIC, right now the playing of the national anthem. Picked a bad time for the national anthem here today as the outdoor weekly warning sirens are sounding here in Hastings. But we're ready for baseball coverage here today. We've got the outdoor warning sirens. We've got the choo-choo train going by the ballpark, and now we're going to settle in for some baseball action with all the other distractions going on here today. Mike Bovey getting the start for Hastings here this afternoon. Again, Bovey a little used so far on the mound for the Tigers. He's thrown exactly one inning. He's made one appearance on the season, and he's got 2 strikeouts, no walks. He's given up no hits and obviously no runs during his time out there. So we'll see what happens here today with Mike Bovey getting the start for Hastings on the mound for the Hastings High Tigers, who are at 6-1 on the season. As I checked today, they're also number one as far as the power points are concerned in Class B. So Hastings playing a couple of Class A opponents, and they're sitting on top of the power rankings right now, which is always important when we get to a postseason play, sitting number one in Class B entering the competition here today. So Mike Bovia on the mound. You're going to have J.T. Cafferty behind the plate for Hastings. Logan Nordby will be over at first base. Mason Brumbaugh will be at second base. Jackson Hoops will be at shortstop today. Jacob Shaw will be at third base. Connor Creech out there in left field. Jacob Schroeder will be out in center field. And Braden Cavillage will be out in right field as we get started here this afternoon. Again, weather-wise, 66 degrees at game time. Winds out of the southwest at about 15 miles per hour. And I'm happy to report that the outdoor warning sirens are working in the Duncan Field area. So we'll get ready to go here with the Dylan Rogers. He will lead things off for the Norfolk Panthers. He'll be out in right field today for Norfolk. And the first couple of pitches there from Mike Bovia. Ball and a strike here as they work on Dylan Rogers, who is right-handed hitter here. Bovia's next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, and it's now two balls and one strike. Norfolk has got the gray baseball pants on here this afternoon, their maroon tops with their white lettering. There's a ball hit back up to the middle. That's going to be a base hit. So Dylan Rogers leads off this inning with a base hit here, and that's going to bring up Will Fisher next. He is the second baseman. Hastings in their white baseball pants here this afternoon, their black tops and their orange trims. We have seen sensational pitching performances the last two nights here for Hastings High with Sam Wibbles throwing the other night against Wahoo, Bishop Newman, Lincoln Christian, and Jacob Schroeder throwing last night in the ball game against Omaha South. And now a little used Mike Bovey being used here in this ball game today. There's a bunt laid down, but a sacrifice works. Ball fielded there by Jacob Shaw, the third baseman. He gets it over to Nordby at first base, but that moves the base runner along to second base as Rogers is down there. And now with Carter Faltese, the pitcher, coming to the plate next for Norfolk. Batting here in the number three spot, he'll be a right-handed hitter. And Norfolk, a team that is 3-3 on the season. Eight games have been postponed or rained out for the Panthers so far this season. They're coming off of a couple of losses to Grand Island earlier in the week. First pitch by Bovia is going to be up high for a ball, and the count is sitting at one ball and no strikes to Mike Bovey. He fires another one. That's going to be hit into center field. That's going to be a base hit. Around the bag at third, coming home is going to be Rogers. Here comes the throw. It's not in time. A head first slide at the plate. Now taking off for second base is going to be Faltese, and a throw down there is not in time. So Carter Faltese, he singles to drive home a run here as Dylan Rogers comes around from second base to score. As the throw came to the plate, Faltese took off. He has a head first slide down there at second base as he's in there safely. And Norfolk is out on top of Hastings High here in this ball game by a score of 1-0. A couple of base hits here in the first inning. There's the next pitch is going to be fouled away back at us. Nolan Strand, he fouls it away. So first time all week here the past couple of days that Hastings High has played from behind. They have jumped on their last two opponents, and now Norfolk comes to town, and they get on Hastings High here in the first inning with a couple of base hits against Bovie. And it's a 1-0 ball game. Norfolk has got the lead. Nolan Strand is the guy at the plate. He's the first baseman. The count to him is sitting at one ball and one strike. As Bovie works from the stretch, he fires one of the plays. He's going to be outside for a ball. So two balls and one strike just underway. This will be a seven-inning affair here today. Saturday afternoon at Duncan Field. Here comes the 2-1 pitch swung on and missed. And the count now two balls and two strikes to Nolan Strand. Your base runner is down there at second base. That is Carter Faltese. Norfolk with the early 1-0 lead here over Hastings High. Mike Bovey working from the stretch again. Looks at the runner at second base. Fires one to the plate and a swing and a miss. Nolan Strand goes down on a strikeout here in the first inning. Now there's two men out. Here comes Rylan Bates to the plate next. He'll be the catcher here for Norfolk. He will settle into the right-hand batter's box, touches the corner of the plate, and he gets set to go. First time here today against Bovie. Next pitch by Mike is going to be hit down the line in third base. That's going to be in foul territory. Right on by Jacob Shaw, who watches that one roll dead out there in left field. 1-0, Norfolk has got the lead. This is the number 5 hitter in the batting order, Ryland Bates, at the plate now for the Panthers. No balls and one strike. Here comes the next pitch, a curveball that's going to stay up high for a ball. That one up over the head of Ryland Bates, and the count is now at 1-1. Wind's blowing out of the southwest at about 15 miles per hour. That means it's blowing toward the left field corner here this afternoon. Next pitch is going to be a curveball. It's going to nick the outside corner for a strike. That's now 1-2. 370 down to left field line, 367 down to right field line, 405 to the power alleys, 408 to straightaway center field here in our yard. There's a ground ball towards second, fielded there by Brumbaugh. Bombles the ball, now throws it to first base. Bates, it's going to be wild. It gets by Nordby, and a run is going to come in to score. So Mason Brumbaugh bobbles the ball there at second base and then throws it wide of the target over there at first base. A run comes in to score. So Bates is going to reach base on an error. Valtese is going to score for the Panthers, and Norfolk is out on top of Hastings High. The score is 2-0 here in this ball game. And now Bates is going to be run for over there at the bag at first base. Coming into a run for him at first base is going to be Cooper Kasky. Cooper Kasky is now running at first base for Norfolk. So the Panthers have jumped on Hastings High here. Couple of base hits and now an error on Brumbaugh at second base. Sam Jagels, the shortstop, now comes to the plate next. Jagels is a left-handed hitter, and he fouls away the first pitch here on the third base side, out of play. So no balls and one strike to Sam Jagels. The only loss for Hastings High this year occurred Tuesday night. They played over in Seward. Hastings dropped a 7-6 decision to the Blue Jays in 9 innings. That's their only blemish on their record so far, sending it 6-1 on the season. There's a ball that's going to be fouled away again here on the third base side. And Jagels is now behind the count at no balls and two strikes. Backs out of the batter's box, looks at the signals down there in the third base box. Norfolk with a couple of runs in here in this first inning of play. Here's the next pitch by Bobby, going to be way outside for a ball. And the count, 1-2. The catcher, J.T. Cafferty, setting up on the outside portion of the plate. And that was way outside. Ball thrown there by Bovee. And the count, 1-2. Here comes the next pitch from Bovee. That's a curve ball. That's going to miss outside. And the count now even up at 2-2. Third game in 3 days for the Hastings High Tigers. They'll play 2 more games on Monday and Tuesday. So 5 games in a matter of 6 days here for the Tigers. Next pitch is going to be up around the eyeballs inside. And the count is now 3-2. So 3-2 the count here to the number 6 hitter in the batting order, Sam Jagels. Quick throw to first base. Kasky is back in there. Hastings has played shortened games the last 2 nights, so their pitching staff is pretty much intact with Bovee getting the start here today. Here's the next pitch in on the ground left side, fielded there by the third baseman across the diamond. That's going to be dug off of the carpet there by Logan Nordby. The throw was low by Jacob Shaw, but Logan Nordby pulls it off of the carpet and records the out over there at first base. So the inning is over for the Panthers, but they strike early. Norfolk scoring a couple of runs here in this first inning. 2 runs, 2 hits, 1 error on Hastings. 1 runner left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the first inning with a score. Norfolk 2, Hastings High nothing.
In May of 1947, my grandfather, Ed Dirks, and his brother-in-law founded Custom Pack in Hastings. Based on quality products, customer service, and good old-fashioned hard work, we have built a community legacy. Now, 3 generations and 70 years later, Custom Pack continues to offer the area the finest steaks, chops, burgers, and brats. pride, uncompromised quality, and customer service are timeless. We can provide for tonight or a freezer full for months to come. We are Custom Pack in Hastings.
This is Bob from B&B Carpet and Donovan. So you've been thinking of new flooring but have no idea what you want or need. Let me introduce you to our family with over 50 years combined experience. Russ, Mandy, Donna, and my son Josh. Please come in to see us at B&B and we will do our best to help you choose your new flooring. B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our customers say, that's where we always go.
1230 KHAS.
High school baseball coverage for you today here on 1230 KHAS and also online, HastingsLink.com. Hastings trailing Norfolk to score 2-0. Hastings college baseball team, they're on the road today playing at Morningside. 4 o'clock start for the doubleheader up in Sioux City. Hastings will move on and play at Midland tomorrow afternoon beginning at 1 o'clock. So the Hastings College baseball team away from Duncan Field today. Hastings High takes over residency for this for the afternoon. Game here against the Norfolk Panthers. Connor Creech will lead things off for Hastings here in the first inning. Connor's got a batting average of .316 on the season. Bats here from the left-hand side, and the pitch is going to be inside for a ball. Carter Faltees will be your pitcher today for the Norfolk Panthers. He is a right-handed thrower. Creech the lefty up there for the Hastings High Tigers. Waving the bat, now gets set to go. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to be in there for a strike. So Connor Creech, he's got 6 base hits and 19 trips to the plate. He's got 5 singles and a double to his credit. No homers and 1 RBI so far. And as another choo-choo comes by the ballpark here, Connor backs out of the batter's box. And now re-enters as Faltees throws one to the plate. That's going to be down low for a ball. And the count is at 3 balls and 1 strike. Connor, he leads the team in base on balls, and he leads the team in strikeouts. He's got 9 walks. He's got 6 strikeouts so far this season. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to nick the inside corner for a strike, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes now to Connor. Out of the leadoff spot, you want to see this guy score runs, and Connor's done that. He's got 11 runs scored so far this season, and there's a called third strike. Connor was on his way down to first base. Not so fast, my friend. Come on back. Called third strike. There is Connor Creech. Strikes out to begin the first inning of play. Here comes Jacob Schroeder up to the plate next for Hastings. Schroeder is the center fielder, batting average at .267 on the season for Jake. He's got 4 base hits in 15 trips to the plate. He's going to take a pitch down low for a ball here, 1 ball and no strikes. Jacob Schroeder, he has got 3 singles. He's got a double. No homers, 5 RBIs. And a batting average of .267 for Schroeder as he fouls away this pitch on the first base side out of play. Hastings High as a team is hitting .317. In fact, everybody in their batting order is over .300 with the exception of J.T. Cafferty down there in the number 6 spot. He's sitting at .167. They got a couple of guys over the .400 mark as well, with Bovee and Jacob Shaw, and also their number 9 hitter, Braden Cavillage, is hitting at .400. So they got some sticks up and down the lineup here for the Tigers. 1 ball and 2 strikes to Schroeder with 1 man out here in the first inning of play. There's a curveball that's going to be in there for a called strike on the outside corner. Nice pitch there by Carter Faltees. So he strikes out Creech and Schroeder to begin the ball game, and that's going to bring up Mike Bovee next. Bovee is the pitcher for Hastings. Bovee's got a batting average of .412 so far this season. That leads the team as far as a batting average is concerned. He's got 7 base hits and 17 trips to the plate. Bovee has got, 4 singles. He's got a couple of doubles, a triple, no homers. He has driven home 9 runs so far this year for Hastings. Left-handed hitter. Here's the next pitch by Fontes. That one misses. And the count is at 2 balls and no strikes. Hastings has played enough games now that opposing teams know that Mike Bovee is a guy who can cause some damage, so they're not going to give him anything that he can hit here this afternoon. There's one right down the pipe, and Bovee watches it go by. 2 balls and one strike now to Mike Bovee. He has struck out only one time this season in his 17 at-bats, and he has walked 8 times. He crunches this ball here as he pops it up. He's going to stay here in the infield. Coming over, the third baseman mishandles the ball. Bovee ends up at second base for Hastings High. The third baseman, Moore, he comes all the way out to the pitcher's mound. The ball was a mile high. And Moore mishandles the ball right on the pitcher's mound. And it falls to the carpet. So that's going to be an error. Chalked up there on the third baseman, Moore. And now Hastings is going to send out a courtesy runner down there at second base. That's Nathan Burns. So Norfolk should have been out of the inning right there. The pitcher probably had a better play on the ball than anybody else. Looked like he was calling for it. Carter Fontes at the last second. Moore comes in from third base, and he goes after it, and it falls down to the carpet here. And Bovee is going to be safe at second base. That's going to bring up Wibbles next. He hits that ball right to shortstop, who makes the play on the ball. A long throw over to first base. That's going to be in time. The catch is Sam Wibbles on one pitch. Throws a little bit to the home plate side of the bag over there at first, but Nolan Strand grabs the ball and then tags out Wibbles as he got to first base, and the inning is over here for Hastings High. Tigers, they score no runs on no hits, one error on Norfolk, and one runner left on base. We go to the second inning. The score is Norfolk 2, Hastings High nothing.
Downey Drilling in Lexington is a proud supporter of all the area athletes. Downey Drilling designs and installs complete water well systems for all your water well needs. We drill wells for agriculture, municipal, commercial, domestic, residential, and geothermal loop fields. From the well drilling to the pump installation and service, Downey Drilling Incorporated is your complete water well provider that takes pride in providing outstanding service to all its customers. Online at downeydrilling.com.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for health care. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings High baseball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. The Tigers, they are trailing Norfolk. The score is 2-0 here in the second inning. We're going to see 7, 8, and 9 in the batting order here. This is Andrew Brandle, the left fielder. And the count to him is at 1-1 as Mike Bovee comes out and throws here in inning number 2 for the Tigers. Next pitch is going to be fouled away, first base side, and the count is sitting at 1-2. So Norfolk scoring a couple of runs in the first inning. Hastings High giving up a couple of base hits and an error. There's a ball that's going to get away from Cafferty back to the screen. It was a swing and a miss, so Brandle actually struck out in the ball game, but it got by Cafferty. And running down to first base on the play is going to be Andrew Brandle. So they get aboard here. Bovee actually records a strikeout, but the catcher drops the third strike there. Cafferty had gone away, and Brandle ends up at first base. So Norfolk, they're going to get a base runner here to lead off this second inning of play. And here comes Bison Moore up to the plate next. Moore is a big old boy as he steps into the right-hand batter's box here. He's the third baseman here for the Panthers. Where's number 50 on that crimson uniform? He lays down a bunt down the first base side. Fielded by Bovey, he's just going to tag out Moore as he was heading to the bag down there at first, but his sacrifice works. Bovey just tags out Bison Moore as he grabs that ball right on the foul line heading to first base. So Bison Moore is retired in the play, and that's going to bring up Kobe Mersney. He is the center fielder. Mersney, the number 9 hitter in the batting order here for the Panthers. Runner is on at second base. Mersney is going to take a strike here. It's nothing and one. Great crowd on hand for a Saturday afternoon ball game here today at Duncan Field as we finally enjoy some nice weather today. There's a ground ball towards short. Jackson Hoops has got a long throw to first base. That's going to be just in the nick of time. Mersney thought he maybe beat the throw out over there, but that was just in the nick of time over there. Good throw by Jackson Hoops right on the money, but a long one at shortstop. That's going to move your base runner along to a third base into play. That's Andrew Brandle. And now the top of the order coming up there. This is going to be Dylan Rogers next. Rogers, he had a single his last time up there. Came around to score one of the two runs in the first inning. Rogers looking to do a little damage here against Bovey as he sees him for the second time. Bovey throws a strike in the outside corner. No balls and one strike now to Dylan Rogers. Base runner is down there at third base. Next pitch by Bovey is going to be outside. The ball gets away from the catcher, Cafferty, but not far enough for the guy at third base. Brandle will come in to score. Thought about it. Got down about a quarter down the line and says, nope. Going back to the bag at third. Rogers has a count of one ball and one strike here. Second inning of play. Hastings High trailing in this ball game. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, 2-1. Will Fisher would be next, and we'll see Carter Foltees if Norfolk can keep things going. There's two men out here in the inning. There's a high fly ball. Going back will be Hoops, the shortstop. He's being called off now by the center fielder, Jacob Schroeder, and he makes the catch. Schroeder makes the catch out in center field here for Hastings High. So the inning is over. Norfolk, they score no runs on no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning. The score, Norfolk 2, Hastings High nothing. You're listening to Tiger Baseball.
Five Points Bank is strongly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way's annual campaign. Also, we make meaningful contributions to numerous community, educational, and civic organizations in our quest to make the quality of life in our area as strong as possible.
Giving back. It's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed. The better bank.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings High baseball today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings trailing Norfolk. They're scoring 2-0. Hastings College softball team is in action today. In fact, they're on the diamond right now out at the Smith Complex. Hastings playing a couple of games against Northwestern. Team from Orange City, Iowa, in here to take on Hastings today. Action is underway out at Smith. Hastings yesterday splitting a couple of ball games against Dort, beating the defenders in the first game 3-0, losing the second game 5-0. So the Hastings College softball team 10-12 on the season, 2-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as they play Northwestern in a couple of games today at the Smith Complex. Hastings High batting here in the bottom half of the second inning. The Tigers are trailing in this ball game by a score of 2-0. This is Jacob Shaw at the plate here for Hastings High, and the count to him is sitting at 1-2. 1-2 the count here to Jacob Shaw. He starts the day with a batting average of 400. Shaw yesterday was 2-for-3 at the plate. There's a swing, and it's a swing and a miss. The ball got away from the catcher. Bates down the first baseline, but he goes down there and retrieves the ball and throws it to the first baseman, Nolan Strand, to complete the strikeout. So Carter Fontes off to a great start here for Norfolk. He's got three strikeouts here early in this ball game. There comes JT Cafferty up to the plate next. Cafferty was 0-for-3 against Omaha South last night, scored a run. His batting average on the season is sitting at 167. Cafferty has got three base hits in 18 trips to the plate. All three of those hits have been singles. No home runs. He's got one RBI so far this year. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. And it is now 2-0. Hastings High has not hit a home run yet this season. Of course, most of their games have been here at Duncan Field, and you're probably not going to get that done. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away. 2-1. 2-1 the count to JT Cafferty. He's got three base on balls so far this year. He's got four strikeouts. Hastings is playing their third game in a row here at home, their third game in 3 days. There's a ball hit right to the first baseman. Strand grabs it, goes over and touches the bag to record the out. JT Cafferty grounds out to the first baseman. That's going to bring up Mason Brumbaugh next. Hastings will play a couple of games early next week. Monday, they've got a game against Guardian Angels Central Catholic here at home. That one begins at 4:30. We'll have it for you here on 1230 KHIS beginning at 4:15 on Monday afternoon as the pitch comes in there for a strike on Mason Brumbaugh. Then on Tuesday, Hastings will go to Kearney. Kearney beginning high school baseball this year. Bearcats off to a 5-1 start so far this year. We've played them during the summer here the past several seasons. Obviously, in American Legion baseball, they are very good. So that'll be a tough game for Hastings High over at Memorial Field in Kearney next Tuesday. That game will air on ESPN 1550 KICS next week. So we'll be with the Tigers again on Monday and Tuesday next week. Monday here on KHIS and then Tuesday over on ESPN 1550 KICS. Mason Brumbaugh is going to take a strike here. The count, 1-2 to Brumbaugh. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. 2-2 the count. So Brumbaugh batting here in the number 7 spot. 313 is his batting average. He's got 5 base hits in 16 trips to the plate. Carter Fontes winds and delivers. That ball is going to be fouled down to third base side. So the count remains at 2-2. Mason Brumbaugh, he's got 4 singles. He's got a double, no triples. He's driven home 3 runs so far this year. Brumbaugh has got a walk and a couple of strikeouts. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. It's on the way. That one's hit towards short. Fielded there over to first base. That's going to be in time. As Sam Jagels gets the ball cleanly over to Nolan Strand, and Hastings goes down in order here in the second inning of play. Hastings with no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the third with a score. Norfolk 2, Hastings High nothing.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
The Mattress Mania clearance sale is going on now at Mattress Direct. We need the room, so you get the savings on discontinued mattresses throughout the store. Save up to $1,000 on a Beautyrest queen set. Now that's getting more than you expect. Mattress Direct next to Furniture Direct in Hastings, and find even more savings online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Hi, this is Kara Tharp, owner of Pat's Auto Repair and Towing in Hastings. My father, Pat, was proud to provide top-notch auto repair service to Hastings and the surrounding area.
This is Pat from Pat's Auto Repair and Towing. We are your AAA-approved auto repair facility, the only one in Hastings.
Today, we provide the same quality service at Pat's that my dad built this business on. making sure that you, the customer, gets your vehicle repaired and back on the road. Thank you for doing business with our family the past 35 years. We look forward to providing you with continuing dependable, affordable, and friendly auto repair service at Pat's Auto Repair and Towing, 305 South Denver in Hastings. Call us today at 402-463-9607.
1230 KHAS.
You're listening to Hastings High Baseball coverage today. Here on 1230 KHAS, Hastings trailing Norfolk. The score is 2-0 as we head to the third inning of play here. Bovey comes back out and throws for Hastings High. This is Will Fisher coming up there for Norfolk. He is the second baseman. He laid down his sacrifice his first time up there. So Fisher comes to the plate now for Norfolk. Left-handed hitter as he fouls away this pitch. And the count to him is sitting at 1-2 to Bovey. Norfolk scoring a couple of runs on 2 hits and a Hastings error in the first inning of play. Norfolk sent 4 guys to the plate in the second inning, did not score. And now we're here in the third. As Fisher fouls away this one, and the count remains at 1-2. Hastings has not gotten anything done offensively so far. They have struck out 3 times. Still looking for their first base hit of the ball game. They have reached base on an error, and that is it to the first 7 guys in the batting order. So Norfolk shutting the door so far on Hastings High today. Of course, the Panthers, a Class A opponent. Hastings High, a Class B opponent that is 6-1 on the season. Will Fisher has a count, 2-2. There's the next pitch hit toward left field. Creech over across the foul line, giving chase, and he can't get there. The ball falls down in the bullpen down there, left field side. So a long foul ball from Will Fisher. Donner chases it down and gets it back to the infield here. 2-2. Will Fisher will be followed up by Carter Faltees and then Nolan Strand. When those guys get aboard, we're going to see Ryland Bates here in this third inning of play. So 2-2 here to Will Fisher. Here comes the next pitch. Inside, it's going to be fouled away here on the first base side. Fisher has to turn around and come back now to the left-hand batter's box. Count remains at 2-2. Again, Bovey on the mound today for Hastings High with J.T. Cafferty doing the catching chores. Around the infield, you've got Jacob Shaw over there at third base. Jackson Hoops is at shortstop. Mason Brumbaugh is at second base. And Logan Nordby is at first. Creech, Schroeder, and Cavillage out on the outfield from left to right. Next pitch by Bovey is going to be upstairs for a ball. And it is now 3-2. Bovey had thrown just 1 inning for Hastings High coming into the ball game, and now he's working into the third here this afternoon. There's the next ball. It's going to be hit toward Jackson Hoops at shortstop. He gobbles it up and goes over to first base in time. Fisher is retired in the play from short to first. Carter Faltees coming up to the plate next for Norfolk. He had an RBI single in the first inning of play here for the Panthers. And he's the pitcher for Norfolk, who has done a great job so far against a explosive offense for Hastings High. Faltees will dig in here from the right-hand side. Settles into the right-hand batter's box on the carpet here at Duncan Field. And the first pitch to him is going to be inside for a ball. It's 1-0 now that Carter Faltees. Hastings will play him pretty much straight away in the field here with the winds blowing toward the left field corner. And Creech and Schroeder and Cavillage out of the outfield. Not very deep out there for Hastings High defensively. 2-0 the count. There's the ball. It's going to be lined down the third base side. That's going to be in foul territory. 2-1 now to Carter Faltees. Again, immediately after this ball game today, we'll get you to Lincoln for Nebraska baseball. Huskers playing Purdue today with a 2:05 start. So since we wrap up coverage here, we will get you to Hawks Field where Huskers look for their second win in as many days against the Boilermakers, winning last night by the score of 17-0. There's a high fly ball out to Creech. She backs up and grabs the ball out there. Connor Creech makes the play on the ball. Boy, that one was deep out to left field, about 350 feet away or so. Connor Creech gets on his horse and pulls it down out in left field to record the out. So Fontes gives it a ride, but Connor Creech chases it down. So two up, two down here for Norfolk here in the third inning. And now Nolan Strand, the first baseman, will come to the plate next. A little check swing. Did he go around with it? Yes, he did. Nolan Strand, a check swing strike. No balls in one strike. A slow curveball there thrown by Bovee. He comes back with a fastball inside. It's going to miss. And the count is sitting at one ball and one strike now to Nolan Strand. 2-0. Norfolk with a lead. Next pitch by Bovee is going to be outside for a ball. Back to hops to the catcher, JT Cafferty. And the count, two balls and one strike now to Nolan Strand. Bovee working for the full windup. Next pitch is on the way. That one sails up high for a ball. Now three balls and one strike. Ryland Bates swinging the bat in the on-deck circle now here for Norfolk. Next pitch is going to be hit towards center field. Here comes Jacob Schroeder. He comes in and makes the catch. So Nolan Strand, he flies out to Jacob Schroeder out in center field, and that's a 1-2-3 inning there. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the third with a score. Norfolk 2, Hastings High, nothing.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has many years of experience to back up their service, so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on home, auto, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings. Insurance with service since 1959.
Friesen Chevrolet is your one-stop shop. If you're looking for a great selection of both new and pre-owned vehicles, their neighborly sales staff are happy to help you. If you need parts, Friesen Chevrolet has one of the largest on-hand inventories of Chevy parts in Nebraska. And for service, be sure to bring your car in for anything from oil changes to engine replacements. For sales, service, and parts, visit FriesenChevrolet.com. If you're smiling while you're driving, Friesen is the reason. Friesen Chevrolet, just off Highway 6 in Sutton.
1230 KHAS.
Kansas City Royals, they are playing today. Kansas City playing at Detroit. They're in the bottom of the second inning. The game is underway. We've got the coverage over on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5, as Kansas City plays the Tigers. That was a series that started on Thursday in Detroit, and then they didn't play last night. And then they play again on Saturday and Sunday. So kind of an awkward series there, a three-game series Thursday, Saturday, Sunday for Kansas City this week against the Detroit Tigers. Again, they're in the bottom of the second inning. And it's no score between those two teams over on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. Hastings, they will come to the plate here in the bottom of the third inning. Tigers are behind in this ball game by a score of 2-0. Jackson Hoops will come to the plate here for Hastings High to begin the third. We got 8-9-1 coming up here for the Tigers. Jackson Hoops swings and misses there. And he falls behind it. No balls and two strikes. Carter Faltees has had Hastings on their heels here in the first couple of innings. See if the Tigers can get to him here the second time around. Carter Faltees winds and delivers. There's the ball hit back up through the middle. That's going to be into center field for a base hit. Jackson Hoops gets a single back up through the middle. Faltees trying to grab it on the mound. In fact, he actually fell down trying to field that one. Right on the rubber there for Norfolk. In the center field for a base hit. So that's the first hit of the ball game now for Hastings High. Jackson Hoops, the number 8 hitter, singles to center field. Braden Cavillage now coming to the plate for Hastings. He is the right fielder. There's a throw to first base. Not in time. Jackson Hoops back in there. Braden's got a batting average of 400. out of the number nine spot in the order here. He's got six base hits and 15 trips to the plate here. Hoops taking a good lead. There's a bunt laid down. First base side, foul territory. They jam him inside with a fastball, and Braden Kamelage fouls away the attempted bunt. So going back to first base is going to be Jackson Hoops. Norfolk with a lead here over Hastings. The score is 2-0. Hastings batting in the bottom half of the third. This is a seven-inning ball game here today. There's a throw to first base since not in time. Hoops is back in there. Scheduled for seven. The last two games we have played here, though, have been shortened affairs. Hastings winning in 4.5 innings, both Friday and, Thursday and Friday. There's a ball hit on the ground. Mishandled by Moore. Mishandled by the shortstop, and everybody's going to be safe. Bison Moore, the third baseman, had to go off of his glove. And then Jagels, the shortstop, was behind him. He picks it up and bobbles the ball. Everybody's going to be safe as Braden Kavalich is going to reach on an error. And now runners are on at first and second base. And now Connor Creech comes up there next, the top of the order here for Hastings High. So we'll see if the Tigers can get to a Carter Fall tease now the second time around. Connor, he struck out his first time up there. Started the day with a batting average of .316. Now Norfolk will play with the infield in, especially at first base. And the pitch is going to be up high for a ball, and the count is sitting at one ball and no strikes now to Connor Creech. He'll bat from the left-hand side. Connor's got six base hits and 19 trips to the plate. Coming into this ball game here this afternoon, scores around the bunt again, pulls it back, takes the pitch inside, 2-0. Blake Marquardt going through the signs down there in the third base coaching box. Tom Johnson across the way in the first base box here for Hastings High. Two balls and no strikes to Connor Creech here in the third inning. Hastings with a couple of runners on. Creech again scores around the bunt. This time he will take a strike, and it's now 2-1. No homers, one RBI for Connor Creech so far this year. He has scored 11 runs, nine base on balls. He's got six strikeouts. 2-1 to count to him right here. Again, he goes after it on a bunt, and that's going to be outside for a ball. Three balls and one strike now to Connor Creech. Hastings already with base runners on at first and second base. Nobody out. Tigers can score runs in a hurry, as we have seen the last 2 days here. Here comes a 3-1 pitch. Again, it's going to be in there for a strike as Connor scores around the butt. Now three balls and two strikes. Last night against Omaha South, Hastings scored six runs in the first inning, five in the second. Thursday night, we saw the Tigers score five runs in the second inning and three more in the fourth in the ball game against Wahoo, Bishop Newman, Lincoln Christian. There's a called third strike. So Connor, after attempting to bunt several times there during that at-bat, watches one go right down the pipe on a fastball, and he strikes out for the second time here in this ballgame. That's going to be the fourth strikeout of the ballgame now for Carter Faltees. And a big one, is that's going to bring up Jacob Schroeder next, with two men on and one man out now. Here comes Schroeder in the right-hand batter's box. He struck out his first time up there in the first inning. Pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Jacob, he starts the day with a batting average of .267. He was the winning pitcher last night for Hastings High. Schroeder did not bat last night. He fouls this one away. First base side, and the count is at one ball and one strike now to Jacob Schroeder. Schroeder's got four base hits in 15 trips to the plate, three singles and a double. He's driven home five runs. Chance to maybe drive home a run right here with a runner down there at second base. Jackson Hoops has got some good speed. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be upstairs for a ball. Schroeder squaring around the bunt again, at least shows bunt. Two balls and one strike now to Jacob Schroeder. Schroeder has struck out only three times this year. He has walked four times. 2-1 the count with one man out here in inning number three. Hastings High trailing. Schroeder lays down the bunt. It's going to be a good one. Faltese grabs the ball. He goes to first base and is mishandled over there at first base. So Schroeder's got to get aboard. The throw was a little low from Carter Faltese, but Nolan Strand should have had that one. It just pops out of his glove. So that's going to be another error chalked up on Norfolk. They've got two errors in this third inning. Hastings has loaded up the bases now. Schroeder gets aboard at first. Cavillage is on at second base. Jackson Hoops moves over to third. So now there's one man out. And coming up to the plate is going to be Mike Bovey. Bovey, the leading hitter on the team, 412 is his batting average. He's in the number three spot in the batting order. So Mike Bovey, with a team leading nine RBIs so far this season, comes to the plate here in the third inning, a golden opportunity to help his own cause out. Bovey's also the pitcher for Hastings here in this ball game. Here comes the pitch to him. It's going to be in there for a strike. A curveball thrown by Carter Faltese that finds the zone. Bovey reached on an error his first time up there. And he starts the day with a batting average of 412 on the season. One strikeout. He's got eight base on balls. Here's the next pitch. A fastball is going to stay out wide for a ball. 1-1. Bovey last night was 0-for-1 officially in the ball game. He walked twice and scored two runs in that 12-2 win over Omaha South. So he's playing back-to-back Class A opponents here the last two nights. One ball, one strike to Bovey. There's a curveball that Bovey watches go by. And the count is sitting at one ball and two strikes now to Bovey. He had eight strikeouts the entire summer last year for Hastings 5 Points Bank. He struck out once here so far during the high school season in the spring of 2019. Behind the count here at one ball and two strikes. There's a pitch down low for a ball as he watches that one go by. Now the count even up at two balls and two strikes. You give him something to hit and he can crush it. He's got some good power out of the left-hand side of the batter's box here. Two balls and two strikes with one man out. Hastings with the bases loaded, trailing in the ball game on a score of 2-0. Next pitch is outside for a ball, and now they got to come home. Three balls and two strikes now to Mike Bovey, the pitcher for Hastings. Bases are loaded. Schroeder down there at first base. Cavillage on at second base. Jackson Hoops on at third base. One man out, and the count is full here at three balls and two strikes to Mike Bovey. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be popped up. It's going to stay here in the infield. And the ball's going to be caught there by Moore, the third baseman. So Mike Bovey, he pops out to the third baseman for the second out. And now Sam Wibbles will come to the plate next. Sam Wibbles, second half of the dynamic duel here with Mike Bovey in the number three and four spots in the batting order. Wibbles, 389 is his batting average. Wibbles, last night in the ball game, 2-for-3, had five RBIs. He had a triple and a single and drove in five runs. Starts today with a batting average of 389. And the pitch to him is going to be in there for a strike to the inside corner. Nothing and one to Sam Wibbles. He's going to play college baseball next year at the University of Kentucky. Wibbles, he won the other night as a pitcher against Wahoo, Bishop Newman, Lincoln Christian. In fact, he has absolutely shut down the opposition this year on the pitcher's mound. Wibbles has yet to give up a run in 14 and a third innings pitching this season. Getting the job done at the plate, too, but he's behind here at no balls and two strikes. There's a pitch up high for a ball. 1-2 now to Sam Wibbles. He has struck out three times so far this year. He has walked six times. Four singles. He's got a couple of doubles. He's got a triple. No homers and 15 RBIs. 1-2 the count. Here's the next pitch, fouled away. Back to the screen, so Wibbles hangs tough. Right-hand batter's box. Ball got away momentarily from Faltese, the pitcher. Jackson Hoops had to cross his mind to maybe trying to sneak home there, but he stays in the bag at third. 2-0 is the score. Norfolk has got the lead over Hastings High. Tigers threatening here in the bottom half of the third inning with the bases loaded, two men out. Here's the next pitch by Faltese. That ball is going to be hit toward right field, and it's going to be grabbed out there by the right fielder Dylan Rogers, and the inning is over. Hastings waste a golden opportunity right here in the third as Wibbles flies out to right field to end the third inning of play. Hastings scores no runs, one base hit, two errors on Norfolk, and three runners left on base. We go to the fourth inning. The score, Norfolk 2, Hastings nothing.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for health care. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
Got the Monday blues? Find the right pet just for you. Tune in every Monday at 8:30 for the Start Over Rover Pet of the Week show, brought to you by TLC Vet Care in Hastings. Every Monday, Start Over Rover brings on a pet, usually a cat or a dog, and they try to bring awareness about the importance of adopting and give you a few tips along the way about how to be a better owner. So tune in every Monday for the Pet of the Week show and start the week off right on 1230 KHAS.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings High Baseball for you today here on 1230 KHAS, online at hastingslink.com and also at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Hastings trailing Norfolk. The score is 2-0. Bovey back out to throw here in inning number four. There's a high fly ball out to Cambridge in right field, and it's going to be caught there. So Ryland Bates is retired after just two pitches as he flies out to right field here in the fourth inning. Sam Jagels going to come to the plate next. Jagels is the shortstop here for Norfolk. He grounded out his first time up there. Bovey goes to work on him, and there's a strike delivered up. No balls and one strike to Sam Jagels. Norfolk got to Bovey for two runs in the first inning, and Mike has done a good job since then. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. Nothing and two. Norfolk with no runs in the second inning and no hits. Went down in order in the third, so they've gotten a hit here since the first inning. Had two hits and two runs in that first. 1-2 the count here to Sam Jagels. Will be working quickly. Next pitch is swung out and missed. Cafferty drops the third strike, but he fires it down to first base. That's going to be in time to complete the strikeout. So Jagels goes down. That's going to be strikeout number three in the ball game now for Mike Bovey. Bovey has not yet walked anybody, so three strikeouts, no walks. He's given up two runs, and he's given up two hits. After throwing just one inning so far this season coming into the ball game, Andrew Brandle is the next guy coming to the plate. Is the left fielder. He struck out back there in the second inning, but then the ball got loose from the catcher, J.T. Cafferty. It came back to the screen, and Brandle reached base, but he was left stranded on the base pads at third base there in the inning. So Brandle officially 0-for-1 here in the ball game, and now he's behind. One ball and two strikes here in the fourth. Bovey gets a sign from J.T. Cafferty here, and now he steps off with a rubber. Adjusts his baseball cap. Now he's ready to go. Rocks and fires. Next pitch is swung on and missed, and it's a 1-2-3 inning. Andrew Brandle, he strikes out. Strikeout number four in the ball game now for Mike Bovee. So Norfolk, they score no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth with a score. Norfolk 2, Hastings nothing.
In May of 1947, my grandfather, Ed Dirks, and his brother-in-law founded Custom Pack in Hastings. Based on quality products, customer service, and good old-fashioned hard work, we have built a community legacy. Now, three generations and 70 years later, Custom Pack continues to offer the area the finest steaks, chops, burgers, and brats. Pride, uncompromised quality, and customer service are timeless. We can provide for tonight or a freezer full for months to come. We are Custom Pack in Hastings.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality, tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels in downtown Hastings and on the Bricks in Kearney.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings High Baseball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Tigers trailing Norfolk. The score is 2-0. Hastings batting here in the fourth. As soon as we wrap up here today, we'll get you to Hawks Field in Lincoln. Huskers taking on the Purdue Boilermakers, game number two of their three-game series this weekend. Nebraska winning last night's game by a score of 17-0. They will play again today. 2:05 will be the first pitch. And again, as soon as we wrap up today, we'll get you to Lincoln. There's a high fly ball out to left field. It's going to be grabbed out there by Andrew Brandle. And Jacob Shaw on one pitch is retired. So Shaw, he flies out to left field. Carter Faltese is getting the job done here for Norfolk. Tigers had a base runner in the first inning on an error. Hastings High got a base hit in the third from Jackson Hoops. Other than that, not very successful today offensively here for the Tigers after scoring 22 runs in the last 2 days. Here's J.T. Cafferty coming to the plate here for Hastings High. Cafferty grounded out his last time up there, grounded out to first base. Started the day with a batting average of 167. There's the second base hit of the ball game. J.T. Cafferty sends that one back up through the middle into center field. So Cafferty gets a base hit here for Hastings High. That's the fourth hit of the season for J.T. He's going to be run for now. Coming out and running over there at first base for Hastings High. I think that's going to be Trevor Sullivan, a sophomore, going to run over there at first base now for the Tigers. He'll take his lead down there. Mason Brumbaugh is your batter here. Brumbaugh comes to the plate. And the pitch is going to be down low for a ball, 1-0. Brumbaugh, he grounded out his last time up there in the second. Started the day with a batting average of 313. He's got five base hits in 16 trips to the plate. Four singles, a double. No triples, no home runs, and three RBIs for Mason Brumbaugh. Base runner down there to first base for Hastings High. And there is a strike delivered by Carter Faltese. The count is sitting at 1-1. 1-1 the count here. Trevor Sullivan is your base runner down there at first base, and a throw over there is not in time. Sullivan running for J.T. Cafferty over there at first base. Count here at the plate is a 1-1. Partly sunny day today here in Hastings. Temperature very nice, 66 at game time. Warming up a few degrees here. Great crowd on hand today for a Saturday afternoon game here at Duncan. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it's 2-1 to Mason Brumbaugh. We're in the bottom half of the fourth inning. This one's scheduled for 7 here today. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. It's 2-2. Good ball game between Norfolk and Hastings today. Carter Faltese, the pitcher for Norfolk. Mike Bovey throwing for Hastings High through the first 4 innings of this one. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it's now 3-2. So 3 balls and 2 strikes to Mason Brumbaugh. Mason has walked only once this year, and he has struck out twice. Sullivan taking his lead down there at first base, and now Faltese will step off of the rubber, adjust his baseball cap, and now climbs back on top of the hill here. 3 balls and 2 strikes. 1 man out for Hastings here in the fourth inning. Faltese comes set, looks at the runner at first, fires one to the plate, a curveball. It's in there for a called third strike, and Mason Brumbaugh strikes out of the ball game. Nice pitch there by Faltese. That's going to be strikeout number 5 in the ball game for Carter. And now Jackson Hoops coming up to the plate next. Hoops, he had a single his last time up there in the third inning. In fact, that's one of 2 hits that Hastings has gotten this ball game. Jackson Hoops goes after an outside pitch there and swings and misses. No balls and 1 strike to Jackson. Batting average of .333 on the season. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. 1-1 now to Action Jackson Hoops. He's got 3 base hits and 9 trips to the plate coming into this ball game here today with a base hit in the third. Trying to do some more damage here in the fourth with a man on at first base, but now there's 2 men out. Carter Faltese throws under the plate and is swing and a miss. 1-2. 1 ball, 2 strikes now to Jackson Hoops. Braden Cavillage would be next. Swinging the bat in the on-deck circle here for Hastings High. But the count, 1 ball, 2 strikes now to Jackson Hoops. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside, just misses. Jackson skipping away from that one. 2 balls and 2 strikes now to Jackson Hoops. Center fielder pulling a couple of steps around to his left side out there as he looks on. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. It's on the way, hit on the ground towards second, fielded there by Fisher. He gets it over to first base. That's going to be in time. The throw was low again by Will Fisher, but Nolan Strand takes it off of the carpet to record the out over there at first base. And Jackson Hoops, he is retired to the play from second to first. Hastings scores no runs on a base hit, no errors, 1 runner left on base. We go to the fifth inning with a score, Norfolk 2, Hastings nothing.
All of us at Five Points Bank strongly believe in supporting our area's youth.
Five Points Bank contributes annually to the booster clubs of our area high school schools and Hastings College.
We believe student participation in extracurricular activities results in better student engagement and academic performance.
Extracurricular activities are the other half of education, and Five Points Bank supports and promotes these activities.
Get out there and support our youth by attending a ball game, a concert, an art show. Let's show our young people we care.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
The Mattress Mania clearance sale is going on now at Mattress Direct. We need the room, so you get the savings on discontinued mattresses throughout the store. Save up to $1,000 on a Beautyrest queen set. Now that's getting more than you expect. Mattress Direct next to Furniture Direct in Hastings, and find even more savings online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings High Baseball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings trailing Norfolk. The score is 2-0 as we head to the fifth inning of play. This is Moore up there right now for Norfolk as he sends that one out to our right field. And a diving grab out there by the second baseman for Hastings. Making a sensational catch in that ball, Mason Brumbaugh over in the foul territory. Boy, that was one of the better catches I've seen in a long time. Bryson Moore sends it over into foul territory. Mason Brumbaugh comes from second base and at the last second lays his body out there in foul territory. Grabs the ball as he bounces in the turf. He hangs on to it. And an out there on the Bryson Moore as he fouls out to the second baseman, Mason Brumbaugh. That's going to bring up the center fielder next. Colby Mersney coming to the plate next. He grounded out his first time up there. He's 0-for-1. Was back in the second inning. 2-0 is the score. Norfolk has got the lead. But a sensational defensive play there by Mason Brumbaugh for Hastings. Get the fifth inning started here. Colby Mersney going to take a pitch inside for a ball here. 2-0. Here comes the next one. It's going to be in there for a strike from Bovey. 2 balls and 1 strike. Yeah, when you're a pitcher, you like to see those plays made over there. And Mason Brumbaugh helps out his pitcher, Mike Bovey, with a sensational catch out here in the foul territory. There's a high fly ball again. It's going to be in foul territory, but this one skips by the fence. Out of play. 2 balls, 2 strikes now to Colby Mersney, the center fielder here for Norfolk. And if you're just joining us, Panthers scoring twice in the first inning, and now it's been a pitcher's duel since then. Bovey for Hastings and Faltees for Norfolk. There's a swing and a miss as Mersney goes down. It becomes strikeout victim number 5 in the ball game now for Mike Bovey. And now Dylan Rogers will come to the plate next. Hastings struggling a little offensively today with only a couple of base hits here in the ball game against Carter Faltees for Norfolk. The Tigers are trailing 2-0. There's a pitch inside. It nearly hits Dylan Rogers as he backs away from that one. In the count, 1 ball, no strikes. We are in the top of the fifth inning here. Hastings High trailing in the ball game by a score of 2-0. There's a ground ball toward third. Jacob Shaw grabs it, goes across the diamond, and it's a 1-2-3 inning. Dylan Rogers retired in the play from third base to first base. Norfolk, they score no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth. The score, Norfolk 2-0 Hastings.
Currently, I have children as young as a year old that are working on some feeding and swallowing, problem solving, and those basic speech and language areas of articulation and phonology. Those are what most people think of when they think of speech therapy. These children are going to go out into the community and they're going to be able to make a difference and they're going to be able to be independent. When I came to Mary Lanny, there was no pediatric speech therapy program. Our space was very limited and we've more than outgrown that space. The first time a child does something that they've not ever done before, it's so rewarding. All that time and effort, it makes it worthwhile and it just makes you want to continue to do what you do every single day. My name is Brooke West, speech-language pathologist at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
We're going to see a new pitcher out there now for Norfolk. Carter Faltees, the guy who's really kept us at bay here in this ball game, is going to be replaced after 4 innings. So Carter goes 4 innings, gives up no runs, 2 hits, 5 strikeouts, and no walks. And now Nolan Strand is going to come on and throw here in the fifth inning. So Nolan Strand is going to come on and throw for the Panthers with a 2-0 lead here in this ball game. Bison Moore is going to move over to first base. Strand was playing first base, so now Moore moves over there. Check out the third baseman over there for the Panthers as Hastings comes to the plate here in inning number 5, trailing by the score of 2-0. There's a bunt laid down, fielded there. A throw to first base is not in time. So bunt laid down by Braden Cavillage, not in time. He's on the bag at first. Over there at the third base now is going to be Brent O'Brien. He's the guy who fielded that bunt. So they go to him early to see how he can do, and that was a beautifully laid down bunt by Braden Cavillage. So Hastings with a base runner. Connor Creech coming up to the plate next. Hastings is trailing in the ball game by a score of 2-0. They had a golden opportunity in the third. Tigers had the bases loaded in the third inning with only one man out and did not score. They came up empty. Connor Creech up there now sends that ball to second. Fielded there. They go to second base for one. Now over to first base, not in time. So they got the force out on Braden Cavillage. Connor Creech, he's going to get aboard on the fielder's choice, but they chopped down the runner at second base. One man out now. Schroeder comes up to the plate next. Jacob Schroeder, he is 0 for 2 so far in this ball game. Struck out in the first inning, and he reached on an error in the third, so he's zipped for 2. As Strand will go to work on him, and it's going to be a strike in the outside corner. No balls and one strike. So Carter Faltese kept the Tigers at bay for the first four innings, and now we're seeing Nolan Strand out there for Norfolk. Looks in for the sign. He's got his work from the stretch here. Here comes the 0-1. It's going to be down low for a ball. That is now one ball and one strike. Hastings has also got a reliever starting to warm up. We'll see if Bovey comes back out and throws in the next inning. And he had thrown only one inning to this point. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and Schroeder is ahead on the count of two balls and one strike. Had notions of maybe going after that one, but it was down around his knees, below his kneecap. Two balls and one strike. Here comes the next one. It comes inside. Did it hit him? Yes, it did. It hit him, and Schroeder hits down to the bag at first base, being hit by a pitch. Didn't get much of him, but just enough. They'll warn him first base. And now Mike Bovey comes up to the plate next for Hastings. Bovey is 0 for 2 so far in this ball game. In fact, he is 0 for his last three. He reached base on an error in the first inning. Popped one to the third baseman in inning number three. Last night he was 0 for 1 in the ball game against Omaha South. Had a couple of walks, scored two runs last night. Bovey, a 4-12 batter. About due here. Takes a pitch down low for a ball here. 1-0 the count. Sam Wibbles would be next. He sees I ain't trying to get back into the ball game here. 2-0 is the score. Norfolk has got the lead over Hastings High in high school baseball action here today at Duncan. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner, 1-1. Nebraska and Purdue coming up as soon as we get wrapped up today. Huskers playing at Hawks Field in Lincoln against the Boilermakers after winning last night 17-0. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. Now 2-1. Nebraska currently sitting at 15-9 in the season. Now 5-2 in the Big Ten Conference as they get ready to play this afternoon in Lincoln. Two balls and one strike to Mike Bovey. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and it's 3-1. So three balls and one strike, and you've got Sam Wibbles coming up there next. Pick your poison here. As Nolan Strand had to find something to work out there. Here comes the next pitch out on the ground toward first. It's going to be in foul territory. So the count, three balls and two strikes now to Mike Bovey for Hastings High. And Bovey has struck out only one time so far this season. Left-handed hitter. Bovey waits on the pitch here from Nolan Strand. Here it comes. It's going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. That one got away from Strand. First walk of the ball game for Nolan. And now Hastings has got the bases loaded here. Nolan Strand walks his first guy here. Creech is on at third base. Schroeder is on at second base. And now Bovey heads down to the bag at first. And now coming out to a run for him at first base is going to be Nathan Burns. So Nathan Burns comes out and runs at first base now for the pitcher, Bovey. Sam Wibbles is at the plate next for Hastings. So now the bases are loaded. Second time that Hastings is at the bases loaded. Let's see if we can come up with some runs. Wibbles, he is 0 for 2 so far in this ball game, and now takes a strike in the outside corner. No balls, one strike to Sam Wibbles. He grounded out in the first inning of play. Flew out to right field in inning number 3. He is a 389 hitter here for Hastings High. Wibbles, he fouls away this pitch. Behind the count, new balls and two strikes. Last night in the ball game against Omaha South, 2 for 3 at the plate, a triple, a single, and 5 RBIs. Wibbles now behind the count here at no balls and two strikes. Next pitch is outside for a ball. It's 1-2. Wibbles has got 7 base hits and 18 trips to the plate. 4 singles, a couple of doubles, a triple, no homers, 15 RBIs. Struck out 3 times. He has walked 6 times. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. In fact, it skips to the catcher there out in front of the plate. 2 balls, 2 strikes. No place to put him. Bases are juiced here in the 5th inning for Hastings High. Tigers trailing in this ball game by a score of 2-0. Wibbles ready to go. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be popped up. It's going to be in foul territory. First base side. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Everybody goes back to their respective bags. Burns down there at first base, running for Bovey. Schroeder is down there at second base. Connor Creech is at third. There's the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball, and now it's 4. 3 balls, 2 strikes. 1 man out. Nolan Strand in relief of the starter, Carter Foltese, running into a jam here in the 5th. Next pitch comes inside, and he walks home a run. Wibbles gets a RBI here. He brings home Connor Creech. 2-1 now is the score. Norfolk has got the lead, and now the pitching coach for the Panthers come out and talk with his reliever. Schroeder moves over to a third base on the play. Burns running for Bovey is down there at second base. Sam Wibbles is on at first base, and Jacob Shaw is going to come to the plate next. Shaw, he is 0 for 2 so far in this ball game. Shaw last night in the ball game against Omaha South, he was 2 for 3 at the plate. He had a productive day. Shaw had a double and a single, and he drove home a run last night against the Packers. So Nolan Strand is going to stay out there. And he's going to pitch to Jacob Shaw here in the 5th inning. 2-1 is the score now. Hastings back within the striking distance here. Got a golden opportunity again here in the 5th with only 1 man out. Jacob Shaw coming into the plate here. He's 0 for 2 so far today. He's struck out once, and he's blown out to our left field. There's a curveball thrown in there. It's going to be a strike, and it's no balls and 1 strike now to Jacob Shaw. Nolan Strand, a junior for Norfolk, throwing here in this one. Here comes a pitch. It hits him, and we are tied. Jacob Shaw is hit by a pitch. Schroeder comes in from third base to score for Hastings. Burns moves over to third base. Wibbles is on at second base. Jacob Shaw is on at first. 2-2 is the score now. JT Cafferty coming to the plate next. Cafferty, he is 1 for 2 so far in this ball game. Grounded to the first baseman in inning number 2, then had a base hit in inning number four. But we're going to have a pitching change coming up here for Norfolk in this fifth inning of play. So Nolan Strand comes on and throws just one-third of an inning for the Panthers. And we're going to have another trip to the mound here. We're going to have a pitching change coming up here for the Norfolk Panthers. So we'll take a break. We are in the fifth inning. Hastings High has come back to tie the game. Hastings 2, Norfolk 2. You're listening to Tiger Baseball on 1230 KHAS.
Got the Monday blues? Find the right pet just for you. Tune in every Monday at 8:30 for the Start Over Rover Pet of the Week show, brought to you by TLC Vet Care in Hastings. Every Monday, Start Over Rover brings on a pet, usually a cat or a dog, and they try to bring awareness about the importance of adopting and give you a few tips along the way about how to be a better owner. So tune in every Monday for the Pet of the Week show and start the week off right on 1230 KHAS.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
Downey Drilling in Lexington is a proud supporter of all the area athletes. Downey Drilling designs and installs complete water well systems for all your water well needs. We drill wells for agriculture, municipal, commercial, domestic, residential, and geothermal loop fields. From the well drilling to the pump installation and service, Downey Drilling Incorporated is your complete water well provider that takes pride in providing outstanding service to all its customers. Online at DowneyDrilling.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the new pitcher for Norfolk is going to be Jeggles. Sam Jeggles, the shortstop, going to come on and throw now. Here in the fifth inning, they're trying to put out the fire. Hastings has come back to tie the score, two runs apiece. Nolan Strand, he goes just one-third of an inning here. Gives up a couple of runs, and the guys on the base paths would be charged to his statistics if they come home. JT Cafferty is the guy at the plate, two balls and no strikes to him. So Sam Jeggles, the third pitcher used by Norfolk here in this ballgame, comes to the hill now here in the fifth inning of play. There's a swing and a miss by JT, and the count is two balls and one strike. 2-1 the count here in the fifth with the bases loaded. Shaw is down there at first base. Wibbles is on at second base. Burns running for Bovee over there at third base. Hastings with two runs here in the fifth to answer the two runs that Norfolk put up in the first inning of play today. They square around the bunt. It's going to be fouled away. Hastings trying to sneak one home. Blake Marquardt trying to sneak one home there as a JT Cafferty fouls away the attempted bunt here. JT now has a count of two balls and two strikes. 2-2 the count. Mason Brumbaugh will be next. JT, the number six guy in the batting order here for the Tigers. Now Jeggles will step off of the rubber. He's going to take a look around the diamond here with runners at first, second, and third. One man out. Jeggles comes set. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. It's set on the ground toward third. Moore grabs the ball. Moore goes over to first base. That's going to be in time, but a run comes in to score, and the Tigers have the lead. Cafferty, he grounds out to Bison Moore there at third base. He drives home the run, and the Tigers have got the lead now here in the bottom of the fifth inning, 3-2. It's not been easy today for Hastings High, but the Tigers have come back. 3-2 is the score now. Mason Brumbaugh coming up there next. Brumbaugh, he grounded out in the second inning, struck out in the fourth. So he's 0-2 today, started the day with a batting average of .313. He fouls away this pitch here, and it's going to get out of play. First base side. No balls and one strike down to Mason Brumbaugh. Hastings and Class A opponent Norfolk here this afternoon at Duncan Field. The Panthers came in, record of 3 wins and 3 losses on the season. They're coming off of a doubleheader loss to Grand Island earlier this week. Islanders beat this team 10-0 and 5-0 in 2 games played up at Ryder Park. Hastings has got a 3-2 lead right now over Norfolk. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. There's a ball that's going to be in foul territory down the third base side. So, Mason Brumbaugh has a count of no balls and 2 strikes now here at the plate. Carter Faltese was a starter for Norfolk. He went the first 4 innings. Nolan Strand pitched a 1/3 inning, and now Sam Jagel's out there. There's another ball that's going to be fouled down the third base side. Blake Marquardt unable to come up with it down there in the third base coaching box for Hastings High. No balls, 2 strikes here. Tigers batting in the bottom of the fifth. This one's scheduled for 7 here today. Jagels comes set. Next pitch to the plate is going to be popped up. It's going to be over here in the foul territory, and that's going to get out of play as well. No balls, 2 strikes here. Mason Brumbaugh batting here for Hastings High. Jackson Hoops will follow him. And Braden Cavillage of Hastings and keep things going here in this fifth inning of play. Hastings has come back to grab the lead now. 3-2 over Norfolk. Jagels comes set. Here's the next pitch. That ball is going to be hit to left field. That is going to get down for a base hit. 1 run scores. Here comes the second one. Brumbaugh's on his way to second base. A double. A 2-run double down the line in left field there for Mason Brumbaugh. And Hastings has exploded for 5 runs here in this inning. All 5 of those runs going to be chalked up to Nolan Strand. So that's not going to help his ERA numbers at all. He goes a 1/3 inning and gives up 5 runs. 5-2 is the score now. Hastings High has got the lead. Jackson Hoops is coming up there next. So a big 2-run double by Mason Brumbaugh has given Hastings a little cushion here in the fifth inning. Jackson Hoops up there now, and he goes after the pitch there and is swinging a miss. 1-1 to Jackson Hoops. He's the 9th guy to come to the plate here for the Tigers in the fifth inning. There's 2 men out, and the Tigers have scored 5. Jagels will throw one into the plate. That's going to be fouled away. No balls and 2 strikes now to Jackson Hoops. He started the day with a batting average of .333. A hit batter. Couple of walks. Another hit batter. A 2-run double. And a single so far here in this inning for the Tigers. 1-2 the count. There goes the runner now between second and third, and they've got him tied up between second and third. A run down here between second and third. Brumbaugh, he goes to the back at third. Hit first slide. The ball gets away. Here comes Brumbaugh streaking to the plate to throw. They have got him at the plate. So Brumbaugh was going on a steal between second and third. They had him in a rundown. He goes with a head-first slide into the bag at third. The ball got away from Bison Moore. They chase it down over into foul territory. They throw it to the plate to Rylan Bates, the catcher. He holds on to the ball as Brumbaugh makes a head-first slide to the plate, and they have him down there. So Brumbaugh is picked off at the plate here for the third out of this fifth inning. But Hastings High making things exciting here in the fifth. The Tigers come up with 5 runs, and they've now got the lead. Hastings High 5, Norfolk 2. You're listening to Tiger Baseball.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for health care.
1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
Hi, this is Kara Tharp, owner of Pat's Auto Repair and Towing in Hastings. My father, Pat, was proud to provide top-notch auto repair service to Hastings and the surrounding area.
This is Pat from Pat's Auto Repair and Towing. We are your AAA-approved auto repair facility, the only one in Hastings.
Today, we provide the same quality service at Pat's that my dad built this business on, making sure that you, the customer, gets your vehicle repaired and back on the road. Thank you for doing business with our family the past 35 years. We look forward to providing you with continuing dependable, affordable, and friendly auto repair service at Pat's Auto Repair and Towing, 305 South Denver in Hastings. Call us today at 402-463-9607.
1230 KHAS.
All right, as we come back, a short break there between half innings. Will Fisher, he comes to the plate, and he grounds out to first base for the first out here in the sixth. So Hastings High is now leading by a score of 5-2 over Norfolk as we head to the top half of the sixth. Carter Faltese is coming to the plate next, and there's a ball that got away from Bovey, and it hits Faltese. So a hit batter here in the sixth inning. Nolan Strand is going to come to the plate next. Strand, he started at first base, went to the pitcher's mound, lasted a grand total of one-third of an inning and gave up five runs, and he's back at first base now for Norfolk. So Carter Faltese is your base runner down there at first base now as Bovee will go to work on Nolan Strand. Strand so far, he has struck out once and he has flown out to center field. He's 0-2 so far in this one. There's a throw over to first base. That's not in time. Logan Norby continues to anchor the bag over there at first base for Hastings. There's a ball hit on the ground towards short field there. The throw to second base is not going to be in time. That was mishandled there by Brumbaugh a little bit at second. Jackson Hoops grabs that in the hole over there at shortstop and leisurely throws it over to a Mason Brumbaugh at second base, who kind of juggles the ball, and sliding under the tag down there was Carter Faltese, so everybody's going to be safe. Strand gets aboard. Faltese is on at second base. Probably could be an error chalked up there on Hastings High. Ryland Bates now coming to the plate here for Norfolk, the number five hitter in the batting order, and he parks that one out to our left field. Connor Creech on the run, and he grabs the ball out there in left field. Ryland Bates, he flies out to Creech in left field for the second out. Sam Jeggles now comes to the plate. Jeggles started off as the shortstop. He's now the pitcher for Norfolk, and now we've got Blake Marquardt coming out to the pitcher's mound here for Hastings High. This will be his first visit today. Bovee has done a good job out there. Norfolk got to him for a couple of runs in the first inning, but nothing since then. This is more of a maybe a strategy move here for Blake Marquardt. He's got a 5-2 lead now over the Panthers here in this ballgame. Jeggles, he's 0-2 so far today. Jeggles grounded out in the first inning of play, and he struck out in the third. Norfolk has got base runners on at first and second base here in this sixth inning. Bovee stays out there. Conference is broken up. Blake trots off of the field here, back to the third base dugout. So there's two men out. Two men out, and Sam Jeggles, the number six hitter in the batting order up there. He's a lefty. There's a check swing. Did he go around with it? He did not. One ball, no strikes to Sam Jeggles. Strand is down there at first. Faltese is on at second base here for Norfolk. Next pitch, a swing and a miss. Jeggles now looking at a count of one ball and one strike. Norfolk with two runs in the first inning. And they have not had many base runners since then. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike, 1-2. They went down in order in the fifth, went down in order in the fourth, went down in order in the third, had one base runner in the second. So Bovee settled down after that first inning. There's the ball. It's going to be poked out to left field. Connor on the run, and it's going to be in foul territory. Reached out of play on it, but could not quite get to it in foul territory. It was not hit very deep down the line in the left field, so everybody goes back. We are in the top half of the sixth inning. This one's scheduled for 7 here today. Nebraska baseball is coming up here on 1230 KHIS. The Huskers at home today playing the Purdue Boilermakers. It's scheduled for a 2:05 starting time today at Hawks Field. There's a swing and a miss and a strikeout, and Norfolk is done here in the sixth inning as Jagels strikes out here in the ball game. Strikeout number 6 in the contest now for Mike Bovee. Norfolk, they score no runs on no hits. One error on Hastings, 2 runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning with a score, Hastings 5, Norfolk 2.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has many years of experience to back up their service, so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on home, auto, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings. Insurance with service since 1959.
At B&B Carpet, every day is the right day to get a great deal on quality flooring with our special 12-month financing. So if you're wondering when or where to get that new look, let our flooring professionals help you select the flooring that's right for you and your budget. Our quality installers will have you living in comfort in no time. So come on in today or tomorrow to B&B Carpet and Donovan and see why people say that's where we always go.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings High Baseball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Online at hastingslink.com and at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Hastings now with the lead over Norfolk. The score is 5-2 here in the ball game. Hastings scoring 5 runs in the last inning. And now we'll see what the Tigers can do here in inning number 6. Actually, battered around there in the fifth inning. Jackson Hoops, he's going to come back up here in the sixth inning. Hoops is 1-for-2 so far in the ball game, and now takes a swing here and a swing and a miss. Hoops had a single in the third, grounded out in the fourth. He was up there at the in the last inning. He was up there when Brumbaugh got picked off of the base pads. So Jackson Hoops comes back up to begin the sixth inning here for Hastings High. 333 is his batting average. Swings at the next one. We're sitting at 1-1 here to Jackson Hoops. The next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. It's now 2-1. Sam Jagels continues to throw out there for Norfolk. He's the third pitcher used by the Panthers here in this ball game. Next pitch is going to be down low for another ball, and it's 3-1. Sam Jagels, your pitcher. Ryland Bates still behind the plate here for the Panthers. 3-1 to Jackson Hoops. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be popped up first base side, and it's going to get out of play. So the count is full at 3-2. Bison Moore is your third baseman. Brent O'Brien is now at shortstop for Norfolk. Will Fisher is at second base. Nolan Strand is at first base. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. That's going to be hit on the ground towards short. Fielded there by O'Brien. He gets it over to first base. That's going to be in time. So Jackson Hoops is retired in the play from short to first to begin this sixth inning. Braden Cavillage coming up there next for the Tigers. He's the right fielder. Batting average on the season at .400. He is 1-for-2 so far today. Reached on an error in the third inning. Had a single in inning number 5. Hastings is not blasting the ball all over the park today, but we've come up with 5 runs. Hastings has got only 4 base hits so far in this ball game. Cavalier just got one of them. Takes a strike here. And now swings and misses on the next one. No balls and two strikes. Nothing and two. Braden Cavalier, the number nine hitter in the batting order. Connor Creech would be next. Standing with the bat in the on-deck circle here. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. A curve ball is going to hang up there too high. And it's now one ball, two strikes. Hastings will play Guardian Angels Central Catholic on Monday beginning at 4:30. We'll have the game here on 1230 KHIS beginning at 4:15 on Monday. Here's the next pitch is swung on and foul tap back to the screen, so he hangs in there. 1-2. Tuesday, Hastings will play a road game at Kearney. Kearney beginning baseball for the first time in high school baseball here this season. Off to a good start, 5-1 at last check. That'll be a game over at Kearney at Memorial Field. We'll have that game on ESPN 1550 KICS on Tuesday. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. 1-2 the count, so we'll be with the Tigers both Monday and Tuesday next week. One ball, two strikes here to Braden Cavalier, the right fielder. Connor Creech anxiously waiting here. Next pitch comes inside and hits him. A hit batter. So Braden heads down to the bag. It's a first base on a free pass. And now the top of the order coming up here. Here comes Creech to the plate. And now we're going to have a pinch hitter coming out here. Pinch hitter for Hastings. Leif Holteen is going to come out and he's going to bat here in the sixth inning for Connor. So Leif Holteen comes to the plate here for Hastings High. Holteen last night was 0 for 2 in the ball game against Omaha South. Holteen scored a run. Leif Holteen has a batting average of .214 on the season. Holteen has got three base hits in 14 trips to the plate. Leif Holteen at the plate now, a right-handed hitter as he takes a whack at this one, and it's going to be fouled away. No balls and one strike. Holteen got a couple of singles. He's got a double to his credit. No home runs, 12 RBIs. Holteen with a base on balls, and he has struck out twice. Leif Holteen, a junior for the Tigers, up to the plate here with a runner on at first base. There's a ball ripped to left field. That's going to be a base hit. Picked up out there by a Brandle out in left field. So Holteen comes to the plate here in the sixth, and he singles to a left field. Holteen is now on the bag at first base. Moving over to second base on the play is going to be Braden Cavalier. And now Jacob Schroeder coming to the plate next. So Schroeder comes to the plate. He is struck out so far in this ball game. He has reached on an error, and he's been hit by a pitch. So Jacob Schroeder comes up there now with two men on, one out in the sixth inning of play. The Tigers leading by three runs here. There's a curve ball that just misses. And the count is at one ball and no strikes. And the pitcher out there for Norfolk is the third one used by the Panthers today, Sam Jeggles. First guy, he was tough, Carter Faltese, but he ran out of gas after four innings. Next pitch is going to be fouled down the third base side. That's going to be in foul territory. Schroeder has a count of one ball and one strike. He'll be followed up by Bovey, who comes out here. Beyond deck circle for Hastings. There's a ground ball towards short, fielded there. They go to second base for one. Over to first base, that's not going to be in time. So a chop down, Holteen down there at second base. Now there's two men out. Schroeder is going to reach on a fielder's choice. Base runner moves over to third base on the play. That's Braden Cavalier. And now Mike Bovey is going to come to the plate next. Bovey reached on an error in the first inning. Popped one to the third baseman in inning number three. Had a base on balls, and inning number five and came around to score one of those five runs in the fifth inning. Now he comes up with a chance to drive one home with the guy on at third base. Bovey's going to take a strike here, nothing and one. So Mike Bovey, the leading hitter on the team for Hastings High with a 412 batting average, will come to the plate here. Bovey's driven home nine runs already this season. Here comes a pitch to him. It's going to be outside for a ball. And it's now one ball and one strike. Center fielder Mersney pulled around a couple of steps to his left out there defensively for Norfolk. A little bit of a gap out there in left center field. We'll see if Bovey can drive it that way. One ball, one strike here to Mike Bowie. There's a fastball that's going to be in there for a strike in the inside corner. One and two to strike now to Mike Bovey. Bovey in with just one strikeout so far this season. Re-enters the left-hand batter's box, touches the corner of the plate. Now he's set to go. Here's a 1-2 pitch from Jeggles. It's going to be hit down the line in left field. That's going to be into the Tiger bullpen down there. Looks like we've got some action down there in the Tiger bullpen as well. So we'll see if Bovey comes out and throws the seventh inning here. 5-2 lead. The Tigers out on top after trailing throughout much of this ball game, 2-0. Here's the next ball. It's going to be hit right on by the second baseman, Fisher. That is into right field, around the bag. Heading to third base on the play is going to be Schroeder. The ball is still loose. Here comes Schroeder to the plate, and they get him at the plate on the throw. I don't know what he was looking at. But Jacob Schroeder is thrown out here at the plate. Bovey is going to end up at second base on the play, but they knock down Schroeder. And he is slow in getting up here as they throw him out at the plate here to record the third out of this inning. So Bovey singles, but the inning is over as they chase down to Jacob Schroeder here at the plate attempting to score. So the inning is over for Hastings here in the sixth. They score no runs. No runs on a couple of base hits. No errors on Norfolk. And one runner left on base. We go to the seventh inning with a score. Hastings High out on top. It's the Tigers 5, Norfolk 2. You're listening to High School Baseball.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we've listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings.
Downey Drilling in Lexington is a proud supporter of all the area athletes. Downey Drilling designs and installs complete water well systems for all your water well needs. We drill wells for agriculture, municipal, commercial, domestic, residential, and geothermal loop fields. From the well drilling to the pump installation and service, Downey Drilling Incorporated is your complete water well provider that takes pride in providing outstanding service to all its customers. Online at downeydrilling.com.
1230 KHAS.
Correction on the score. It should be 6-2. Hastings High has got the lead on that last play. Braden Cavillage did come around to score, and then Jacob Schroeder was the second guy trying to come into the score, and he was chopped down. So the first run by Braden, that one counts. So Hastings has got a little insurance here. As we head to the seventh inning, it is 6-2. Hastings High has got the lead. And now Logan Nordby is going to come on and throw for Hastings here in the seventh inning of play. So Nordby is going to go to work here on the bottom third of the order. This is Andrew Brandle up there right now. So Bovey goes six innings. And there's a swing and a miss there by Brandle when he goes down. Bovey goes six innings here today. He gives up a couple of runs. He had six strikeouts, no walks. He hit a batter. And now Nordby is out there for Hastings High. Logan, he has thrown three innings so far for the Tigers. He'll be making his third appearance here in relief. There's a ground ball towards short. Going to be fielded there by the Tigers over to first base. And Bison Bohr, he is retired in the play from short to first. Now coming up there is going to be Colby Mersney. He's the center fielder. Checking out the rest of Logan's numbers. Out of the three innings pitched, he has given up six hits, three runs, all three earned, two baseline balls, four strikeouts. ERA is sitting at 7.00 against the first two guys that go down here in the seventh inning. And now throws a strike to Colby Mersney. And the count is at no balls and one strike. Logan is a left-handed thrower here for Hastings High. Here's the next pitch. That baby's going to be hit to left field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Connor picks it up out there. Connor Creech in left field. So Norfolk gets a base runner in the seventh inning. And now the top of the order is coming up there. Dylan Rogers coming out here. So Mike Bovey, he goes six innings after going only one inning in any of his appearances so far this year. So Bovey answers the call here for head coach Blake Marquardt here in this one. There's a slow curveball thrown by Nordby. It's going to be in there for a strike on Rogers. No balls and one strike now. Mersney is your base runner down there at first base for the Panthers. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. It's now 1-1. Norfolk has got to score at least four runs to continue the ball game here today. 6-2 is the score. Hastings High has got to lead. The Tigers scoring five runs in the fifth inning, one in the sixth. There's a fastball there by Logan. It's going to be in there for a strike. 1-2 the count. Norfolk scored two runs in the first inning and nothing since. One ball, two strikes, two men out here in the seventh. Next pitch is going to be swung on and missed. Foul tap back into the glove with a catcher, JT Cafferty, and the inning is over. Ball game is over. Dylan Rogers strikes out. So a couple of strikeouts here for Logan Nordby in relief in the seventh inning. Hastings High wins the game today by a score of 6-2 over Norfolk. So the Tigers, they're going to improve to seven wins and one loss on the season. Hastings High will get ready to play Guardian Angels Central Catholic on Monday at 4:30 here at Duncan. We'll have the game here on 1230 KHIS, beginning with the pregame show at 4:15. The Panthers, they will drop to three wins and four losses on the season, and they've got a game against Lincoln Southeast coming up on Monday. So Hastings High with a big fifth inning, scoring five runs, coming back from a 2-0 deficit. Hastings beats Norfolk today by a score of 6-2. Back with the final numbers after this.
Friesian Chevrolet is your one-stop shop for sales, service, and parts, and has your next car on the lot. Choose from a great selection of both new and pre-owned vehicles with financing available, pending credit approval, and a sales staff that strives to see you smiling when you drive off the lot. For your current car, Friesian Chevrolet services most vehicles and has one of the largest inventories of Chevy parts in Nebraska. For sales, service, parts, visit FriesenChevrolet.com. If you're smiling while you're driving, Friesen is the reason. Friesen Chevrolet, just off Highway 6 in Sutton.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for health care. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings High wins it over Norfolk here today. Final score of 6-2. Hastings scores six runs on six hits. They commit two errors. They leave six men on the base pads. Norfolk with two runs, three hits, three errors. They leave five. Mike Bovey, the winning pitcher for Hastings. He is now 1-0 in the season. Goes six innings. Gives up two runs, six strikeouts, no walks, and a hit batter. Logan Nordby came on in the final inning and gave up no runs and a base hit with a couple of strikeouts. Carter Foltese is going to be the ejected. Carter Foltese was the starter. Nolan Strand is going to be hit with a loss here today. Carter Foltese, he goes the first four innings. He gives up no runs, five strikeouts, no walks, and he gives up just two base hits. Nolan Strand came on and threw one-third of an inning, gives up five runs, two walks, a hit batter, and one base hit. Sam Jagels came on and threw the rest of the way for Norfolk in a losing cause as Hastings wins it by a score of 6-2. Leif Holteen with a base hit here in this ballgame today. Mike Bovey had a base hit. J.T. Cafferty had one. Mason Brumbaugh had a base hit. Jackson Hoops had a hit. So did Braden Cavillage. Hastings now 7-1 on the season as they get ready to play Guardian Angel Central Catholic on Monday. Stay tuned. Player of the game and the coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to Tiger Baseball on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. Our post-game shows are up next on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has again been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. We know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of the five-star designation and will work hard to maintain this level of excellence. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Our post-game coverage continues with the player of the game.
All right, back here at Duncan Field again. Hastings wins it by a score of 6-2 in the ball game today. Nobody had more than one hit in the ball game here today. Mike Bovey with a good pitching performance on the hill for Hastings High. Logan Nordby coming on in relief and throwing a good seventh inning. We'll come back and name our player of the game on this one right after this.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels in downtown Hastings and on the Bricks in Kearney.
Our player of the game today for Hastings will be Mike Bovey. Bovey getting his first start of the season here today. He goes six innings, gives up two runs, six strikeouts, no walks, and a hit batter. And he absolutely shut Norfolk down after giving up two runs in the first inning of play. Plus, at the plate, Bovey connects with a single in the sixth inning and also had a base on balls in the fifth and came around to score one of the five runs for Hastings High in the fifth inning. So Mike Bovey, our player of the game today, as Hastings High beats Norfolk by the score of 6-2. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to Tiger Baseball.
Stay tuned. The coach's postgame show is up next on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS.
In May of 1947, my grandfather, Ed Dirks, and his brother-in-law founded Custom Pack in Hastings. Based on quality products, customer service, and good old-fashioned hard work, we have built a community legacy. Now, three generations and 70 years later, Custom Pack continues to offer the area the finest steaks, chops, burgers, and brats. Pride, uncompromised quality, and customer service are timeless. We can provide for tonight or a freezer full for months to come. We are Custom Pack in Hastings.
It's time now for the Coach's Postgame Show on 1230 KHAS. Now, it's back to the diamond to talk with the coach.
And again, Blake Marquardt and the rest of the coaching staff can be involved with the junior varsity game as the Hastings High youngsters are going to get a chance to play a JV game here this afternoon against the Norfolk Panthers. So they're involved with game prep here as that ball game is going to start in about 15 minutes from right now here at Duncan Field. But Hastings able to pick up a win in the varsity contest here today. 6-2 in the ball game as they go to 7 wins and 1 loss on the season. Didn't look good for a while. Norfolk had 2 runs in the first inning and then shut down Hastings High until the 5th when Carter Faltese exited the ball game for Norfolk on the mound. Hastings got to the bullpen here with Nolan Strand giving up 5 runs in the ball game, and then Sam Jegels coming on, and Hastings was able to win this ball game today by the score of 6-2. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Tiger Baseball on 1230 KHIS.
All of us at Five Points Bank strongly believe in supporting our area's youth.
Five Points Bank contributes annually to the booster clubs of our area high school schools and Hastings College.
We believe student participation in extracurricular activities results in better student engagement and academic performance.
Extracurricular activities are the other half of education, and Five Points Bank supports and promotes these activities.
Get out there and support our youth by attending a ball game, a concert, an art show. Let's show our young people we care.
And Hastings High wins this one today by a score of 6-2. Other action going on. We've got Hastings College baseball. They were on the road today. They're playing at Morningside. Their doubleheader gets underway at 4 o'clock up in Sioux City. Hastings will play at Midland on Sunday in a twin bill that gets underway at 1 o'clock. The softball team is playing at home today against Northwestern. Hastings splitting a couple of games yesterday with Dort winning by the score of 3-0 and then losing 5-0. So Hastings playing 2 games against Northwestern today at the Smith Complex. Nebraska's softball, they lost to Northwestern last night by a score of 8-0. They are playing the Wildcats this afternoon, and that ball game is on right now at Bullen Stadium in Lincoln. Nebraska baseball, they beat Purdue by a score of 17-0. Last night, and they're getting ready for their second game of that 3-game series coming up here in just a couple of minutes at 2:05, the official game time today at Hawks Field in Lincoln, and we'll get to that game in just a couple of minutes here on 1230 KHIS. For Hastings High, the Tigers now 7-1 on the season. Hastings will play Guardian Angels Central Catholic on Monday beginning at 4:30. Here at Duncan Field, we'll have the game for you here on 1230 KHIS, beginning with a pregame show at 4:15. Then on Tuesday, Hastings will play in Kearney against the Kearney Bearcats. That'll be a good ball game over in Kearney, and we'll have that game for you on ESPN 1550 KICS on Tuesday. That game likewise will start at 4:30, but that game will air on ESPN 1550 KICS on Tuesday. So Monday's game here on 1230 KHIS. Tuesday's game at Kearney will be on ESPN 1550 KICS. Stay tuned. We've got Nebraska baseball coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. For 1230 KHIS Sports, I'm Mike Will.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Join us all season long with Tiger baseball coverage on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Tiger baseball has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.